Online Podcast 155. Hello, hello, how are you? Now I'm going to wait and actually have you respond to me. How are you? Oh, great. Wonderful. I realize that I've been so heartless by saying, hey, welcome to Online Podcast. How are you doing? You know what I'm going to talk about? You know, I didn't really stop and listen. So I'm actually stopping and listen to you. How are you doing? Oh, wonderful. Oh, I'm sorry that you're not feeling too good today. I was actually feeling a little bad last week this time. I caught a cold coming back from New York. And so for those of you who listen to my Soho, Roaming Soho podcast, I hope that one didn't suck too badly. So what was I going to talk about? Now, I needed to go pee before I started the show, but I thought that if I not go pee, if I don't go to the bathroom, it might actually keep me a little bit more hyper, because, you know, now I need to go to the bathroom. So I let's see how the show goes with my bladder full of urine. How did that brighten your Monday? If you're having a bad day, I'm sure it's a good one now. So I want to say welcome also to all the people who came from Penang, the Penang local newspaper called Guanghua Zhipo, or Guanghua Zhibao. I want to welcome all of you. This show is going to be predominantly in English, because a lot of listeners do not understand any other languages that I would typically use. So if you are coming from, I think there's one listener, I think, who left me a comment, say, hi, greeting from Malaysia. I think he has a blog called malaysiakusayang.blogspot.com. He was one of the listeners. I assume that you are coming from, you're coming from Guanghua Zhibao. I'm not sure. He may be. But I just want to say hi and thank you for saying hello from Malaysia. Now, of course, my podcast was, my Penang Hokkien podcast was actually, I was interviewed by a reporter from Guanghua Zhipo, and they actually have an article about me, but my podcasts, and one of the, they focus more on the, I'm going to burp, excuse me, I turned away, they focus more on my Penang Hokkien podcast, so I'm really, really excited, and I'm so glad that they're doing that. And I have quite a few new listeners coming from Guanghua Zhibao, so thank you so much, Guanghua Zhibao, for doing so. And let's see what's going on. I was going to play you the sound that I've recorded on the train when I came back from New York, and I sort of... did I actually have it? I may actually have it on a different computer. So I was just going to play that just to give you a little sample of what my what the sound was like. And I did not, I wasn't good enough to actually download that from my iRiver. So I don't have that. And it sucks and I can't play it for you because I recorded on one day. I think it was, I don't remember what day, but one day I came out from my friend's apartment, and I just turned on the recorder. I did not talk, I did not speak or anything. I just let the recorder run, and I took the train from Brooklyn to the Javits Center. Well, took the train up to 34th Street, and then I took a bus from 34th Street over to, 5th Avenue. No, it was 7th. 7th Avenue to... the 11th Avenue, or 10th or 11th Avenue of that Javits Center. So I am going to see if I actually can play. I don't think I downloaded that, though. I may actually put it in my podcast. So what I'm going through right now is, this is so interesting. I'm going to see if I have any shit to play for you. No, I don't. So never mind. I don't have anything. Eating apple at night. Oh, that was something else. Yeah, never mind. I don't have anything to play for you, so... too bad. Another time. I was thought that I was, you know, I'm going to play this for you while I'm talking, but never mind, I'm not going to do that. Let's see what's new. I will... Oh, you know what? The Gay Pride, last year, I was at home doing yard work, right? And I am going to do something this year through another fellow podcaster here in Kansas City. And she actually tried to organize, she actually helped us get a booth at the Kansas City Gay Pride. Oh, their website is kind of funky. I think it's like kcgaypride.org or something like that. Gosh, I don't remember. And you have to type in like www. But anyway, I am going to be doing a show at the Kansas City Gay Pride Parade this year. Well, not parade, but the Gay Pride Festival. And I don't know if I have any Malaysian... I don't know if I have any Kansas City listeners. I don't believe if I have any... Oh, okay, it's www.kansascitygaypride.org. Now, I have tried going to kansascitygaypride.org. If you type in... without the www, it won't go. It's one of those old, I don't know what the hell it is, that it's different, that you have to type into the www. So you have to type in www.3 of them, and then kansascitygaypride.org. And it will be on June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, but I, and along with two other gay podcasters, will be there on the 3rd and the 4th. And I will be doing a couple of shows there, as well as just sitting there at the booth and actually talk about podcasting and how important it is, or how useful it is, using podcasts to, through podcasts, get your voice out there to be heard. And you know how underrepresented we are gay person in this very straight world, and as well, and more so if you are a minority in skin color, you know, if you're an Asian, if you are black, and if you are something else, in of course, you know, if you're Asian, if you're Chinese in China, of course you're not the minority. You know, if you're white in China, then you are a minority. But anyway, so that will be something fun to look forward to. June 3rd and 4th, which is a Saturday and a Sunday, I will be in the Kansas City Gay Pride. So if you are from Kansas City, or if you're coming to Kansas City for Kansas City Gay Pride, you are more than welcome to come check us out. And we, I think three of us podcasters will be there. And I'll give you more information soon. I don't know. It'll be very soon, though. I should have talked more about it before, but I forgot. So here you go. And let's see what I'm just going to tell you. And Rito from from Thailand was checking on me to see how my baby steps are going. Okay, this is the report. I think I told him also, I have lost some pounds. I have a long ways to go, but I have lost some weight. And the main thing that I'm doing is actually I'm taking more walks. I intentionally go out for walks, or if they're, you know, when I go to lunch, instead of driving, I actually walk there. And also at work, I have, instead of taking the elevator, I actually take the stairs. So that's been working for me so far, and also eat a little bit more sensibly, meaning don't stuff myself like I like to do. So that is doing really well. I have lost, I think my peak was like 197 or 198. I think, I don't remember now. I was trying to block that out. But as the last time I weighed myself, I was about 192 pounds. And of course, I didn't start this like two days ago. I started this maybe four or five weeks ago. Although, so I'm going to get into, it's just because of my schedule, I'm going to get into doing the exercises that Andrew has created for me. I'm going to go back into doing that. And I will start back again on my little baby push-ups. that I like to do. I'm gonna go back and do that, and hopefully that will get me back on track. The scary thing is it's so overwhelming when you think of all those exercises that you have to do. So I'm going to do the baby steps first. I'm just going to take it small and one step at a time. And now there's another person who left a comment on... Now, my last show was Stir Fry 1 with Cliffy. We tried to record a show. Stir Fry 2 is going to be on CDP. So you're going to have to go to cdp.podshow.com. Whenever we get that downloaded, we will... whenever I get my audio part sent over to him, he's going to edit the show and put it together. In fact, that show that you just listened to last week was actually edited by Cliffy. Now, to answer the question that Will posted on my website asking, why does Cliffy's vocal keeps coming in and out? And was that the artistic effect? Will asked, no, it is not. It is because Cliffy's recording was screwed up. Because he was using two microphones too close to the mic, because he was using two separate computers, one to talk to me and the other one to do the recording. So his audio was totally screwed up. And so there are certain parts you couldn't hear him, or the audio was too bad that he actually had to go back and redub certain things. So it was a little bit odd there, but most of the conversations, I hope, were still understandable. And his audio just turned out really crappy is what that was. So that was the reason why his vocal cuts in and out. And now I really, you know, I have been talking a lot with Cliffy lately on and off podcast, mostly on podcast, and there are certain shows that we haven't posted yet, but he is fun. I tell you, he is so, no matter how much he tries to deny the fact that he is just this queenie bitch who wants to go and look for rich guys, he is so much more than that. I just want to, he probably doesn't like me to talk about this, but he is so much more than that. And we are going to try to do more things together, and we are hopefully going to be able to do more Stir Fry for you. And we actually also attempted to do something in Chinese, which will turn out to be quite interesting. So, by the way, I want to say hi to Mark from Remarkable Palette Podcast. Thank you for appearing on the show, and I wish that I have contacted you earlier so that we can actually do more things in New York, but we'll save that for another time. And let's see what else I want to talk about. Oh, I want to talk about this. I don't know whether I should talk. Yeah, I'll talk about this. One time, I don't know why it came to me, but the other day, I was talking to somebody about food, and this is, again, you know, the whole cultural thing. We are not used to saying dark meat or white meat for chicken. We just say breast or thigh, and it's something that's completely American to me. So one time, my brother and I went to this, and this, I was still kind of, you know, I just now graduated, and I was, you know, completely kind of a little dumb. Well, rudely put, it's like I'm fresh off the boat, you know, very FOB. So, I'm not used to the culture around me yet. So I went to a KFC with my brother, and I remember this vividly. This is on like 95th and not Metcalf, 95th, it's close, 95th and Antioch or something like that. Not Antioch, whatever it is, it's somewhere in Kansas City. So I went to this KFC, right? And my brother said, get the black meat. And, oh gosh, I'm going to fuck this up. So I went in there and did I say black meat? Oh shit, I forgot what I was going to say. It's going to be funny too. No, it won't be. But anyway, is it black meat? Now see, I'm getting confused. Is it black meat or dark meat? Okay. So it's dark meat, right? Dark chicken and black, dark. It's dark now. Even I am confused now. So, okay. So I went in the restaurant. Instead of telling him I want dark meat, I told him I want black meat. And the worst thing is, because my brother told me the wrong thing, so he was behind me. I said, go, get black, make sure you asked him to get black one. And I said, okay, he kept reminding me, go get black meat, get black meat. And I went up to this waiter, and I went up to him. I said, okay, I want this, like, you know, four-piece meal, and I want it all black meat. And the worst thing is that waiter was a black guy. He was an African-American. I was like, oh, fuck, when I realized that I said black meat. I'm not surprised even if I go out and order something today, I'll probably go and say black meat too. Oh my God. And you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, mean or anything. It's just that I know that it's something different because you call it white meat. You don't call it light meat. You call it white. American call it white and dark meat. So if you call it light and dark meat, that makes sense because it's the complete opposite. But you call it white and then you say dark meat. So I went up there, I was like, white. The opposite of white is black. So I said, I want black meat. So very embarrassing. And the guy was black too. And so I learned my lesson, sort of, because I just forgot. I think I didn't even know what I said, but never mind. That was the story I was going to tell you. I think my husband is back. I can kind of hear him coming into the house. So is there anything else that I want to tell you about? You know, every time I have this, so I have a lot of stuff to talk to you about, and then when I turn on the microphone, I forget. So I don't know if I have anything to say though, but it's really short. Maybe it's short is good though. Oops, excuse me. I'm not gonna edit, but I turn away. That was my burping. I mean, let's see. Maybe somebody online can talk to me.
I'm over here on the other computer. And let's see who is on. Sharon Murkowski's on. No, nobody's on.
I don't think anybody wants to talk. Yeah, whatever. This is so boring. But anyway, New York was fun. Let's talk more about New York. I really like New York. I don't know if I want to live there again. I definitely can live there. Some people actually feel like I don't think I can live in this city ever. I'm not that kind of person. I'm very adaptive. I can adapt to a new environment very quickly. So when I went to New York, I like to do things that is not so touristy. But of course, I went there for my convention, so I didn't actually get to look around. Well, yeah, I don't have time to look around. So I just end up going to my convention and then after that meet my friend at his office and then we'll go out and eat, right? So I really like that fast-paced thing. I don't know, though. I really like this, even though I'm busy all the time, I kind of like this the houses that we have here in the Midwest. It's all big and... it's not, you know, in New York, you know, if you are really rich, you can afford a small place. And if you're filthily wealthy, then you can afford a nice big place. But here, even if you're poor, you can still afford a decent space like us. I mean, I'm not poor, but if you're not very wealthy, you can still afford a pretty nice place. So I kind of sort of miss that. I don't miss the driving, though. I really enjoy the public transportation. I like being able to walk everywhere. I like being able to take a train and a bus to somewhere. So if you want to go to New York next time, you should get there. Depending on how long you're going to stay there. I like to take the unlimited pass, the metro something, the train pass, was it MTA card, whatever it is. You can buy it there at the train station and you can use it as many times as you want. The good thing about having a a ticket that is unlimited for unlimited rides is because if you take the wrong train, like me, several times, like one time I actually took the wrong train in the wrong direction, and then I was like, oh, oops, I'm going the wrong direction. For some reason, I think I was taking the N train or W or whatever, I don't remember now. It was one of those trains. I was supposed to go downtown. I went and took the Queens direction line, meaning it's gonna go north. For some reason I just was like completely blur, and I went in there, said, oh, Queens, okay, I'm gonna go there, and that's going downtown. Well, I think it says Manhattan and Queens, and then the other one is Manhattan and Brooklyn. Of course, you need to go to the Brooklyn side, that's the south, and of course I took the wrong one. And so I went to this the next station, and then I got off and then come down and take a different train. So it worked out fine, but if you take those unlimited passes, usually works out better that way. And so I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the food a lot. And even though I was in New York for 4 or 5 days, I ate like a pig. I still did not put on weight because I walked so much. I really walked blocks and blocks and blocks, and I really like that. That's a reason why not a lot of people are overweight in New York, I guess, because you walk so much. And it's a good thing also, kind of like Tokyo, you know. It's very different because the view, I should have taken more pictures, but I did not because I was too lazy. The camera's in the bag, and I'm too lazy to dig it out with all these people walking around me. So the view of a sea of people walking around on Times Square, and just everywhere on the streets. It is pretty, pretty amazing. It is something that you don't usually see in Kansas City, you know, because nobody walks on the street in this such a huge crowd. Like I was walking on Fifth Avenue from 34th Street all the way up to 58th, 59th. I was just walking, you know, take my slow walk. Well, not slow. I was walking pretty fast, actually. So I'm just taking a walk from all the way from 30-something up to the 50-something street. And you just see this ocean sea of people walking around, which is pretty amazing. It's a sight that I don't think you can see anywhere else here in Kansas City, I don't think, because people just don't walk like that on the street. Oh, I'm going to cough. Now, I'm still recovering from my cold. And so hopefully I'll get better. I don't know. And I guess probably enough yakking already. Oh, I want to say, though, Brad is going to... Brad from Chicago is going to 2 more tournaments. And he warned me not to tease him if he loses. And so I won't. Maybe I won't. But anyway, yeah, he just, well, here it is. Let me see if he, I'm looking through my email right now. No. Oh, yeah, he said that he'll be in Toronto this weekend, probably this past weekend, and San Francisco next weekend, which is probably this weekend, for more tennis tournaments. So good luck to you, Brad. I hope you win. And then I won't, in his own word? Let me see. He said that hope things are well, blah, blah, blah. Berate him. I won't promise, but I'll try not to be mean. So anyway, and thank you for putting a link on the AF Chicago website again. Thank you so much. You know, everybody's trying to help me get more listeners, and I really, truly appreciate that. I should do more work to do that, to promote my own podcast. That's partly why I'm going to the Kansas City Gay Pride festival to talk to people. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to do a sign or something, say a gay Asian voice or something like that. So if you happen to be coming to Kansas City for the Gay Pride, come see me. I will be there on June 3rd and June 4th. And look for me and come by and say hi. I don't believe I have any gay listeners here, though. So if you do, just come by and say hi. I mean, people that I don't already know in person. And that's the main thing that I wanted to tell you. And is that it? I think I have a lot of stuff that I forgot. I've been out of my routine, and I've been sort of out of whack now. Yeah, I guess that's probably it. Oh, did I play my introduction in the very beginning? Did I? Oh, I don't remember. I think I did. I think I did. So, yeah, I'm going to do the closing now. So, well, thank you so much. I'm going to go have my food, my dinner now, or whenever. And you take care. I hope you will come back next time and listen to more of my crap. It sucks, sorry. Some shows suck. So, never mind. You just have to take it, okay? And don't forget to smile, ladies and gentlemen. Talk to you later. One secret. Check out Wonder Wisdom Show, okay? Some surprises there. Okay, bye. Talk to you later. Ta-da.